This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Speak a little bit about the wells, the Be'erais. In the Tfilas Geshem, we say like this. Zachar hanoilad bevesoras yukach nama at mayim. We invoke the Zechus of Yitzhak. Hashem, remember the one who was born with the report, let some water be brought, right? When Malachim came to Avraham to tell Avraham he was going to have a son, so what happened? Avraham said, Yukach na ma'amayim. V'sachta lahayra l'shachta l'shbach damai kamayim. You told him to shacht him to pour his blood like water. Ziher gamhu l'shbach lev kamayim. He was careful to pour out his heart like water. Chafar umatza be'ero ismayim. He dug and he found wells of water. So now, we're invoking the Zechus of Yitzchak. Fine. The fact that when he was, when there was a basura that he was going to be born, Avraham said, let water be brought. That's a Zechus, right? Avraham was being mekayim in the mitzvah of Achnasas Arkham. The fact that Hashem told Avraham to shecht his son, that's a Zechus for them. The fact that Avraham Avinu poured out his heart like water, that's a Zechus. But the fact that Yitzchak dug wells and found water...
Why did he pour out his heart like water?
Perhaps that's referring to when he davened that everything that he does to the ayol should be nechshav, ki'ilu was being done to Yitzchak. So he was that tefillah, he was shafach lev kamayim. But what exactly is the zechus that Yitzchak dug wells and he found water? I mean, very, very nice, shkoyach. I mean, we need to know about his different ventures. And the Ramban is very bothered. Why does the Torah, you know, almost waste our time, so to speak, chas v'shalom, but... And the Torah is giving me extraneous detail about the digging of the wells. I mean, who cares that Yitzchak dug wells and the plishtim stuffed it up and Yitzchak tried again and he dug more wells and he called the wells by the name that his father called the wells, and then they found a well. He called it Esek. He found another well. He called it Sidna. He found a well called Rechavos. I mean, this is, we need to know about all these minor details of Yitzchak Avinu's life. The Ramban says, Yisaper, we have a lot of reading today, okay? Yisaper HaKosav Yarech B'inyan HaBe'eros.
This gave an example for today.
That what? We should dig wells?
No, we're digging wells and they're covering this. The Jews are planting trees and vineyards and the Arabs are burning them.
So maybe the Torah shouldn't have told us about this, you know? Why do we need to know that Yitzchak dug wells? I mean, this is critical information. The Ramban says, Yisaper HaKosav, V'yarech, B'inyan HaBeiros. The Torah speaks at length about the wells. The simple meaning of this story seems to have no benefit. It's not like, you know, it's a big covet for Yitzchak that Yitzchak dug wells. I need to know he get down on his hands and knees and took out a shovel and dug the well. That he and his father dug the same wells. Says Ramban, there is a secret meaning here. It's teaching me about future events. Ki be'er mayim chayim, because the spring of living water, yirmayz lebeis alaykim, is a remez to the Beis HaMikdash. Asher yasu banov shal Yitzchak, that the children of Yitzchak will build. Ulechein hisker be'er mayim chayim. Why does it say be'er mayim chayim? Right, if you look in Perek, Chavav, Pasuk, Yud, Ches, Yud Tes, Vayimtzu sham be'er mayim chayim. Why? Because it's a remez to the Beis HaMikdash, and to Hashem, K'may Sha'amar, about God, Makar Mayim Chayim Es Hashem. What did he call the first well? Esek. Quarrel. V'kara Harishon Esek, Yirmaz Labayis Harishon. It's a remez to the first Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because what did the Goyim do with us about the first Beis HaMikdash? They fought with us, they struggled with us, Hisasku Imanu. They fought with us. They had machlokes with us. There are many wars that the Romans fought until the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Babylonians. Until Nebuchadnezzar, first they conquered the city, then they made it an appendage to their empire, then they finally destroyed Yerushalayim, and then the Beis HaMikdash at Shechiva. So the first well is called what? Esek. It's a remez to the first Beis HaMikdash. The second well, what does Yitzchak call it? Sitna. Behasheni Karashima Sitna, which is Shem Kashem in Arishan, which is a more difficult language than the first one. Tuhu Habayas Hasheni. This is a remiss to the second Mesa Mikdash. Shekara Isai Kishmai Shekasabai. Yitzchak is calling it the name that Tanakh refers to the second Mesa Mikdash. Anybody know what does it say about the second Mesa Mikdash? It says, Uve Malchus Achashverosh, Betchilas Malchus, so during the reign of Achashverosh, in the beginning of his reign, Kasvu Sidna Al Yoshve Yehuda V'Yushalayim. They wrote accusations. Sitna, the exact words that Yitzchak used, Vayikra Shema Sitna, that is the term that the Navi describes, that during the reign of Achashverosh, they wrote a Sitna on the inhabitants of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. V'kal yamav hayu lanu l'sitna. The entire time the second Beis HaMikdash stood, it was a source of Sitna, of hatred, to the Romans, Ad Shechrivu, until they destroyed it. V'galumi menu galus ra. However, when it comes to the third well, what does it say? V'loi ravu aleha. They didn't fight over it. V'yikra shema rechayvais. They called the third well rechayvais, says Ramban, v'hashlishi kar rechayvais. Hu habayis ha'asid. That refers to the future Beis HaMikdash. She'yibana v'mher v'yamenu. V'hu yas, it will be built b'loi rivu matza, without any quarrels. V'hakel yarchiv es kvuleinu, God will expand our boundaries. Like Yitzchak says about the third well, kiata hirchiv Hashem lanu farinu baretz, k'meshinamim yarchiv Hashem elekechas gavocha kasher diber. Like the Torah refers to the period of the third Beis HaMikdash, if Hashem will expand your borders. Ah. V'ksiv v'bayis hashlishi urechava v'nasva lamala lamala. It says about the third Beis HaMikdash, it will be expanded, it will be expansive, higher and higher. Ufarinu ba'aretz. Okay, so says the Ramban, these three wells, the digging of these three wells, are not just trivial information that happened to Yitzchak, but actually, Yitzchak was creating what we call Ma'isa Avos, Siman Laban, creating the future history of Klal Yisrael. The digging of the first well, which was done with Asak, is a remez to Bayis Rishon. The second well, which was done B'Sidna, is a remez to Bayis Sheni. And the third well, which Yitzchak called Rechayvais, was a remez to the third Beis HaMikdash that we should be zeicha to see Meher V'Yameinu. Now, the Rabbeinu B'chaye adds... Okay, so we're going to get to Avram Avinu's wells also. We're going to talk about that. Rabbeinu B'chaye adds another very interesting point. And that is, first of all, the word sitna also could be rearranged to spell out ha-satan. Because the entire period of the second Beis HaMikdash, the satan was merakid beinenu. The satan was very active in creating and instigating quarrels among us. And Rabbeinu B'chaye points out another interesting difference between what it says by the third well and the first two wells. By the first well it says, Vayikra Shemer Esek. The second one says Vayikra Shema Sitna. The third well, Hashem's name is invoked. Ki Ata Hirchiv Hashem Lanu. Now God has expanded for us. Rabbeinu Rebbechai writes toward the end over here, after he quotes Ramban, Uma Shehizkar as Hashem Bebeir Hashlishi. The reason why God's name is invoked by the third well, V'alayasa Kein B'Shtayim HaRishonos, and his name is not mentioned by the first two, Yitachin Lomer, is possible to say that Mimesha Harishainim Hayu Binyan Basavadam. The first two Batei Mikdashim were built by human beings. Ayide Shlomo, the Koresh. Shlomo built the first one. Koresh built the second one. Avala Shlishi Yia Mase Hashem. The third temple is going to be the work of God, Ubinyan Shamayim, and that's why it will not be destroyed. And Rabbeinu B'chaye brings support for this because Chazal Darshan. Bayoka David es Mitzuda Sion, he ear David. Why is Yerushalayim called ear David? Because since Hashem understood that it had to be destroyed, so therefore we always were careful to name it ear David, because this way it would be able to be destroyed. But the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be called by Hashem's name, like the pasuk says, "V'karu lecha ir Hashem," and then it will not be able to be destroyed. Very interesting. The grandfather of Rabbi Yosef Karo, of the Beis Yosef, wrote a sefer on Chumash called Toldos Yitzchak, and he writes the following: "Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, if God doesn't build a house, shav amlu baynav bay, for naught the builders build it. Doesn't won't have kiyum." But about the third base of Mikdash, what does it say? Mikdash Hashem kanu yadecha. And what's the next pasuk? Then Hashem yimloch li'olam va'ad. Then Hashem will reign forever. Now the Kli Yakar expounds upon what we just learned, that the first well represents Bayis Rishon. The second well represents Bayis Sheni, and Rechovos represents the third base of Mikdash. Take a look at number 4. About 10 lines down in the number 4. Va'isuf anim shaliyah. Let me add here. Kli Yakar. Rav Shlomo Ephraim Lunshitz. He was born in Lunshitz. He passed away in Zayin Adar in 1619. He was a student of the Marshal. He became the Rav of Prague in the year 1604. Anyway, he writes like this. Va'isuf anim shaliyah. I'm going to add on my own. La'archiv prate onyonim she'askimu im drusseh. I'm going to add a few interesting points, a few insights that coincides with what we just learned. And with this we'll be able to explain the pasuk ki ata hirchev Hashem lanu ufarinu ba'aretz. Ki kefi hanera, because it would seem shemaymar ufarinu ba'aretz eino tam lelashon rechovos. Why did he call it rechovos? It says ata hirchev lanu ufarinu ba'aretz. What does ufarinu ba'aretz have to do with the word rechovos? Rechovos means expansive. Farinu means fruitful. I mean, these are two different words. He's calling it rechovos because ufarinu ba'aretz. So he says like this.
Also spread out.
Ufarinu is a lashon of pri. He says like this. Akin archiv bay hadavar befrate ho'anyanim shekula matinim imashe karlanu mashe yibachas yamim. He's going to explain with various insights that predict different events that happen to us and will happen to us. Ki yadu ma'asham rechazal. We know what Chazal tell us, Shabbos Rishon haya, matzo umariva v'sinas chinam bein nesiyah Yisrael shenikru rayim. That even though the common folk during the Bayis Rishon, they got along, but the nesiyim, the roim, the shepherds, the leaders, quarreled. K'may shenamar v'akimoisi alav rayim. The leaders are called shepherds. Ultimately, the first base of Mikdash was destroyed because of the quarrel between Malchei Yehuda and Malchei Yisrael. Then, you see, sometimes, you know, the leaders fight. They have a reason to fight. The average people, they just, you know, hop along. They don't even know what they're fighting about. They're just fighting for no reason. But during the second Beis Hamikdash, there was sinas chinam bein kol Yisrael, among all the Jewish people. Ki pasa hanega bakulam ad le'in marpe. This plague spread to everyone with no cure. In other words, you know, sometimes you'll have, you know, a dispute between two great tzaddikim. Fine. But then you'll have people who jump on their bandwagons. They don't even know what they're fighting about. Al Kain, very interesting. The Kli Yakar makes an amazing diuk. By the first well, look carefully. Vayarivu roye gerarim roye Yitzchak. Who's fighting? The shepherds are fighting. By the first well, it doesn't say the average people are fighting. It says the roye gerar were fighting with roye Yitzchak. By the second well, it says vayarivu gam aleha. It doesn't say the shepherds were fighting. Everyone was fighting. Says the Kli Yakar. Amazing thing. Alkein kar shem haber esek. Ki hisasku imai. See, he says like this. It says by the Be'er Rishon ve'yarivu raye gram raye Yitzchak l'rama is gam la'asid shetiyam riva ben raye Yisrael bi'agav gerara ravu gam raye ha'umay sim Yisrael. That's why they're called raye gerar. The raye Yisrael fight among themselves, and eventually the shepherds of the umay Yisraelim get involved. Alkein kara shem haber esek ki hisasku imai. Ki yesh hevdo ben shnayim ha'meskoititim al davar. Ezo esek shebeinayim bein shnayim hamiskotim bechina. Right, there's a difference between people fighting over people have a fight because of a reason, and people fight over nothing. He says like this. He says, in our generation, you have people who fight over nothing. This is the primary difference between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. The fighting and the hatred that the Jewish leaders had during the Beis Rishon, there's a reason. They were disputing over leadership. The kings of Israel fought. In other words, they had a fight. Who should be the king? Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Yehuda. They were fighting over a cause. They were fighting over the Malchus. However, because of that, the hatred grew. During the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the fighting was for nothing. Even the average people hated each other. That's why it's called sinas chinam. Sinas chinam means they're not fighting over any cause. They don't have any business with their friends. It was only because of their evil character, and because the Satan was instigating them. God had seen they had sinned elsewhere. Therefore, he instigated themselves against each other. That's why the first time it was called Asek. The second time it's called Sidna. By the second well, it doesn't mention the shepherds. Why? Because there the fighting was among the ordinary people. That's a remiss to the Meriva, the Baisheni, that was among all Yisrael. Okay. Says the Kliyaka in the next paragraph, there is no quarrel. Because the third Beis HaMikdash, which will be built through Mashiach, what does it say about Mashiach? Lemarbe Hamisra uleshalom ein kates. Because I kiach sham ve'emesia biyamav. That's why it's called Rechayvos. Why Rechayvos? Because when someone's in a fight with another person, you could be on one end of the world, the other guy's on the end of the world, the world is still not big enough for the two of you. Everything is too confined, everything is too small. But when you get along with someone, you could be in the most cramped situation, there's enough room for everyone. That's why in the third Beis HaMikdash, even though Klal Yisrael will be Parinu Ba'aretz, will proliferate like never before, but it will be called Rechayvos. Rechayvos, in other words, it will be expansive. There'll be room for everybody. Okay. Now let's point out another amazing thing. After Yitzchak digs the wells, you ready for this, Rabbi Isai? Look, right after Chamishi on page 132, this is Parak Chavav, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayihi Bayayim Ahu, Vayavoyu Avde Yitzchak, Vayagidu Loi, Aloidos HaBe'er Asher Chafaru, Vayayimru Loi, Matsanu Mayim. They said, we found water. Yeah? Vayikra Isai Shiva. He called it Shiva. Akein Shem Hoyer Be'er Sheva Ad Hayoyim Hazah. That's why the name of the city is Be'er Sheva until today.
So why do you call it Shiva? So that's why they named the city, because he called it Shiva, but it doesn't give a reason why he called this Be'er Sheva.
He called it Shiva. And therefore, the name of the city is called Be'er Sheva until today.
So was the seventh well.
Rabbi Isai, if you look in Parshas Vayera, Rabbi Isai, there, after Abraham makes a treaty with Avimelech, what does the pasuk say? They were digging some wells. Vayomer ki Sheva kavasos tikach miyadi ba'avor tieli la'ida ki chafarti es ber azois. In Parshas Vayera it says that it was called Be'er Sheva because they swore. In Parshas Toldos it says it's called Be'er Sheva. Doesn't say anything about a Shvua here.
Doesn't say anything.
It says something to do with the number Shiva, because Vayikra Isai Shiva. And very interesting, in Parshas Vayera it says they called it Be'er Sheva, stop. And in Parshas told us, it says, they called the name of the city Be'er Sheva Ad Hayoim Hazah. Until today.
Place? Do we know if this where they dug now was the same
part. Well, we know the wells that Yitzchak dug were the same wells that Abraham dug,
right,
that the Pelishtim stuffed it up. Now,
so why would he have to say that there's another reason to call it that way?
So very interesting. It's very interesting. How many wells were there? Well, so far we only know about three. We know about Esek, we know about Sidna, and we know about Rechavos.
But Abraham also had three.
Okay, but these are the wells that Abraham dug, that the Plishtim stopped up, and now Yitzchak is digging them again. But it's very interesting, before these three wells are mentioned, if you look in Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayashav Yitzchak Vayachbar Es Be'eros Hamayim Asher Chafru Bimei Abraham. It seems almost like these are different wells. First, Yitzchak redug Abraham's wells, and then Yitzchak found three other wells. So a total of, so far,
six.
Three Abraham dug, that Yitzchak redug. Three of Esek, Sidna, and Rechavos. And then, right after Chamishi, they found water.
So we presume that the wells that they dug, which is a seventh well. So we have to presume from the way the Pasuk says, I think, that when they opened up the wells that were stuffed up by Plishtim, they didn't find the water. Because it only says, Vayim Tsumayim, air on the new wells that they dug. So
no, it could.
Dry up.
No, it could be that obviously Yitzchak's going to redig a well because he assumes there's water. He knew there was water in the times of Abraham. Because obviously, why else would he dig it? Here,
why would they dig three new wells? They found three wells in the ones they dug up that was stuffed up by Plishtim.
Water is always important. Now, Rabbi Yisai, so far we have seven wells. Says the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, in the times of Abraham, the place was called Be'er Shava, with a kamatz. Why with a kamatz? Because it's a lashon of shvua. It's a lashon of swearing. It has nothing to do with the number seven. Ba'kein kara l'makom be'er shava with a kamatz. Why? Kisham nishbu shnem. That's they swore. That name did not stick. That name was not arayir mazeh. However, in the time of Yitzchak, after Yitzchak dug Avraham's three wells, he dug three other wells. Esek, Sinna, and Rechavos. And then he found in Pasuk Lamed Beis a seventh well. So then they called it Sheva, Be'er Sheva, after the number seven. The name was changed. Ad Hayom Hazeh. That name stuck until today. That's how the Chassam Sofer learns it. But putting two and two together, if the wells that Yitzchak dug, Esek, Sinna, Rechavos, represent the three Batei Mikdashim, but now we have a total of seven wells. Says the Chassam Sofer, look at number six, all the way at the end. Chassam Sofer says, turn over your sheet. Ulefima shekos of Haramban, and based on what the Ramban teaches us, tehabeiros merames es al batei mikdash, that the wells are merames to the base of mikdash. Nemar kisacha kol sheva, we have seven in total. Oyel mayed, the first well represents oyel mayed sheba midbar vegogo. That was in the Midbar and Gilgal. Then you have number two, Shiloh. Number three, Enayv. Number four, Givayin. Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni, and the future Beis HaMikdash. That is why it is called seven until today. But the first, Be'er Shava, that name did not last. So according to putting two and two together, putting the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechai, and the Kli Yakar, together with this idea of Chassam Sofer, that there were really seven wells, actually all of these seven wells represented either the three Batei Mikdashim and the four stations, the four periods of the Mishkan. Now Rabbeinu Bechaye points out another very interesting thing. Look at number seven. It says in Pasuk Tesvav that all the wells that Abraham dug, that the Plishtim stopped up, Yitzchak redug. Yeah? Says Rabbeinu Bechai, a very important idea. Yagir HaKasav. The Pasuk is telling him, Kimitai Chakina, Sheneskanu by Plishtim, because of the jealousy of the Philistines. Yeah? Gaza, by the way, you know, and Yana Diyama over here. Right? We spoke out from the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, V'alekim Nisa as Avraham. Right? A lashon of Masa Umariva. Not God tested Abraham. He shepherded him. He punished him. And all the Mepharshim are bothered. What's Achar Hadvarim Ha'ila? Right? After these matters, after Avraham made a treaty with Avimelech, what does the Akedah got to do with making a treaty with Avimelech? Hashem says, you go to a guy and you say to a guy, you could stay in the Gaza, we'll let you stay, we'll be at peace with you, even though there was no war and they were there first, and at this point Avraham Avinu didn't either. Are you making treaties with Goyim and Eretz Yisrael? Oh, you don't want the land? Go take your son and kill him. That's what the Rashbam says that Akedah was. It was a punishment for making a treaty over the Gaza. The Rashbam. Okay, anyway. Shlomo made treaties with Goyim who live outside of the land. But now you want to allow Goyim to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, I didn't give you the land. You're not in charge of the land. It's not ours. We're, you know, the apotropos over the land. We're appointed to oversee it, but we have no authority to return or to make trees. Anyway, it says like this. Yagirakas. Because of the jealousy that the Philistines were jealous of Avraham, this way Yitzhak would not get any benefit to water his plants and his cattle. Yitzhak prevailed. He redug them. Why did Yitzhak do it? Why did he do it for? To honor his father. Why did he redig the wells that his father dug? It was to honor his father.
What kind of covet is it to open up a well that was stuffed up? That's kivud av?
He said his father dug the well. He wanted to redig. At least his father's work should have a certain continuity. It has a certain kiyum. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, an amazing thing. Why did Torah have to tell us that Yitzhak went ahead and redug the wells to honor his father? Nira. It obviously must have been a zchus for Yitzchak. This should awaken us, the Kav HaChomer, and should teach us all the more so. Shala yeshane adam miderech avoysav. Person should not do things differently than his parents.
Rabbi, I want to offer a different...
One second, let me finish this. Shahari Yitzchak, afilu sheimais habeeroi shekara oysan aviv lai ratzal shanoysan. Not only did Yitzhak redig the well, he could have given it a different name. Instead of calling it, you know, Yankel, he could have called it Beryl. You know, why did he give it the same name? No. My father dug this well. He gave it a certain name. I'm not going to change.
But that's not the well.
I'm not going to change.
That's not Sitna.
No, not those. The first three. So says the Rabbeinu Bechai, if Yitzhak redug a well, the well, what's the well? It has no significance at all. And he called it the same name. The name had no significance. The name was so insignificant, the Torah doesn't even tell us what the names of the well were. Certainly, Kav HaChomer, a person should not change from the Derech HaMusar. If a person's parents, doesn't mean, you know, my father ate, you know, matzah dipped in this. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about certain good practices of Kanda, you know, practices of Musar, of behavior, of Hanhaga. Maybe it's not specifically Halacha, but if they did certain acts of Chesed or certain other acts of good Midas, that a person should not change from these Drachim. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, one last thing over here. We know Avraham Avinu's name was changed. Yaakov Avinu's name was changed. Yitzchak is the only one of the Avos whose name remained. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, he would suggest it's because he never wanted to change things from the way his parents did things. He didn't want to change. God said, we won't change your name.
Rabbi, maybe you could say that the reason Yitzchak dug up the wells, because he wanted to undo what Avraham did. He wanted to make it a point. Avraham made a treaty with Avimelech. And we said, well, can we slice Avraham because he had no right to do it. So Yitzchak was making a point. I'm going to undo these wells, and I'm going to show that these wells belong to us, and the Plishtim had no right to stuff it up, and that's why I undug the wells.
Yeah, this is one way to look. What about...
Like that?
He dig it up because he knew that there is water. I mean, he knew that there is water. He could have dug in another place not to find water.
He wanted the water.
He knew here is water.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, one last thing. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, and on a deeper level, these Be'erois represent something else entirely. We know that Avram Avinu was Megayer many people. What happened to them? Says Rabbi Mechai, when the Torah says Be'er, Be'er refers to the Gerim. Because when you, Rabbi Mechai says like this, a bear, a well, is a ger. The water is the amuna. The digging is you open up their heart to allow the amuna to come in. That's what these wells represent. And the Pelishtim stopped them up. All the gerim of Avram Avinu, the Philistines, were successful in influencing back to their culture. Yitzchak redug the well, that all the wells, meaning he was able to influence again all of these gerim for Avodas Hashem. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, look at this. The Yesha Pirsha, there are those who explain. Ki habeirois halalu remez legerim. Shin is gairu bimei Avram. This is a remez to the gerim that converted in the times of Avram. Ki heim talim lekabolas emuna. A ger is susceptible to emuna. You could, right? Doesn't know the truth. You could teach it emuna. Kamai habeirois, like the well, shehim talim lekabolas amayim, which are easy to accept the water. Upsichas halev hasasim be'emuna, and opening up the heart, which is sealed off to emuna, yikane akasav chafira, the Torah calls digging. In other words, opening up the lave, the Torah calls digging. Olakach yomar mitzad hakina, sasmum plishtim. Kalaymar, you know what it means? They stuffed it up. They stuffed up their hearts. Sasmu aslibam bechzirim lesuram. All the thousands of gerim, the Philistines, brought back to their pagan culture. Vizehu vayimalam afar. That's what it means. The Philistines covered it up with dirt. Kitacha shemalam Avraham chachma v'dasas Hashem. Instead of what Avraham did, that he filled up these gerim with chachma and knowledge of Hashem, be'emunas hayichot malam plishtim emunasam hara. The Philistine filled up these gerim with improper emuna, because bad emuna, the Torah calls afar. Like, you know, if somebody in the Gemara says something improper, what do we say? Afar lepume, put dust in his mouth.
So according to this,
so Yitzchak, yeah.
According to this, it's Plishtim one, because we don't need all the game. Everybody no.
Then Yitzchak was able. Yitzchak brought them back. V'achakach nisgaber aleihem Yitzchak.
One student, his son.
No, so Rabbeinu Bechai is saying that Yitzchak influenced all of the gerim of Avram. He says, look, v'achakach nisgaber aleihem Yitzchak v'chzirin lemutav.
So where are they?
He brought them back.
Okay. Where are they today?
Today? They died a long time ago. But says the Imre Yemes, according to this, that's why Rabbi said, perhaps, you know, we find in Chumash that Avraham was Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Avraham went out to the world to influence people. We find Yitzchak did it.
But what? Only his son.
Yaakov did not do it.
Didn't we?
Why not? There are many reasons given. He didn't have to. No, Avraham influenced them. Avraham influenced them. Yitzchak retrieved them. But now Yaakov, he didn't have to go out. They got who they got. In other words, they were got. Yitzchak was successful, according to Rabbeinu Bechai, in retrieving all of the gerim that Avraham had once influenced, that the Plishtim brought back to them. Says the Imre Yemes. I'm not finished. Says the Imre Yemes, the word Be'er.
It's 48 times.
The word Be'er is the Gematria, 203. The word Ger is the Gematria, 203. How many times does it say in the Torah, don't afflict a ger? 48 times. How many times does it say Be'er in the Chumash? 48 times. So this is the connection between the Be'erois of Yitzchak Avinu and the Gerim of Avram Avinu. This was the Torah's way of saying that all of the Gerim that Avram had once influenced, Yitzchak re-influenced and brought them back to the fold. That's a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.